Tonight's shir is Simekuf Samech Ches, Seif Yudalad and Seif Tezvav, Seif Yudalad Cholot. Perish, Kimin Pas Choltin Osol Beroyschen. Cholot is when you boil something. It refers to a bread that you blanch in boiling water. She'achakach afal betarun, and then you bake it in an oven. Sounds like a bagel. You first boil it, and then you bake it. Pas Gomer Hu. It is absolutely bread. The Rama similarly, if you had a batter that was thin, it would pour, and you bake it in the oven without any added liquid, dino kipas, it has a loch of bread, and similarly, it would hold true if you took this and heated it on a griddle, on a pot, without any liquid. It's true, you take a little liquid to rub on the griddle. That's just to keep the dough from burning. That's not called mashke. We're not talking when you just add enough to keep it from sticking. We're talking of to cook it. That's the issue. But if it's not cooking, it's actually baking on the surface of the griddle, that's considered bread. But if you have something with a thin dough that you actually fry in a lot of liquid, everyone would agree that is not bread. You take a bread dough, you cook it, and then you bake it. Or I could take it from the hot water and then bake it on a griddle without added liquid. Sifkan peidal pas gamahu, it is total bread. To lo tema, you shouldn't say, kivan dechalte, since it was blanched meikar originally, lav b'chalechem, that's not called bread. Kamashalon, that it is called bread. The fact of the matter is, the case we had before was when you took a dough and you cooked it or fried it until it was edible, that's when we said it's mizonos. But here, it's not edible when you blanch it in the boiling water. You still bake it, and then it bakes out, and then it's edible. So this is for sure considered bread.
So same would be if you par-fried it and then completed the cooking by
correct.
Baking.
Correct. If you would par-fry it and then bake it out, it would be considered hamotzi. Sifkat and pehei, umavarach lav hamotzi, the brach is hamotzi. Vafilu haisa b'lilo seracha, even if it began with a thin batter. Shechalota beroyschin, and then you boil it up, then you bake it in the oven. The brach is hamotzi. Odhevi amoganavon, the maganavon brings further. Even if I were to fry it in oil, and then bake it out, this is the case of the par fried, and then you bake it out, the brach is hamotzi. It's clear from his words, this really that he holds. Even if I don't make a meal out of it, one piece, mevarach hamotzi. It is bread, and the brach is hamotzi. Achen, however, hataz ve'od harbi achronim hiskimu imo, the taz and many other authorities agree with him, the tigun b'devash o b'shemen, that if you were to fry it in honey or oil, ukeagavna or any similar liquid, mashvo so l'pas abo b'kistin, it would create a situation where it's pas abo b'kistin, as if it would be the same din if you were to knead the dough with these liquids. So if you're not kavei suda on it, afterwards. And if you make a meal out of it, then it's hamotzi and berachas hamotzi. Achein da, but you should know. Deinu nikra pas kistin, ela b'shetigno kol kach shemen, atcha hayuheim ha'ikra b'hatam l'gabe kemach. It will only be called pasva kistin if when you fry it in so much oil that it saturates it and the flavor permeates it, that you taste that more than the dough. This is what Ramah talked about in his definition of pasva kistin and sivzayin. Ayin shel Mishneh Berurah, look over there in the Mishneh Berurah, because the Ramah had a kind of low bar for bread. It still be considered bread just because it has a little oil in it. It has to have a very strong flavor to change it from bread to cake. Sivkan peivav mavarach alav hamotzi. If you bake it without other liquids, it's considered bread, and the brachas hamotzi, this is referring to the thin batter. Mavarach alav hamotzi, a feel will cover alive again, even if it's not a meal, because it's bread. Look back at Magen Avraham and Sifches. It has to be that it's not exceedingly thin. Because if it is exceedingly thin, and again it becomes like possibly kistin. Look what we wrote before.
So what do you do with like pumpkin bread? It's like a cake, but it's baked in a baking pan. It's got the little pockets. It looks like bread from looking at it.
We use the word bread for a lot of things. Banana bread, zucchini bread.
Same idea.
It's cake. They're all cake.
Because?
It is. It's not bread. It tastes like cake. Either Amo would agree it's cake. It doesn't taste like bread.
Does it matter?
Too much flavor in there.
Perhaps the leavening is bicarbonate instead of yeast. Does that
makes no difference. Not a factor at all. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Peizayin. V'tignu b'mashke. It's fried up in liquid. If it's a thin batter that's fried up in liquid, everyone agrees it's not bread. What's something to say? Shlo afal gabitanu el be'ilpas emashke. It wasn't baked in the oven. It was put in a fry pan with liquid. Well, the hachi, the kuliyam, in this case, everyone would agree. Hanafil dasi yeshchol kamanal, even those who argued before by a thick dough, lav lechemu, in this case, it's a thin dough, they'd agree it's not bread. Kimishol chalof shem ismail, it was never bread to begin with. Se'iv tezvav. Troiknin. Dahayna, what's troiknin? Sho'oysen guma bakira, you make a small pit in the oven, and you pour into there this mixture of flour and water, and it's baked there. The bracha is afterwards. If you make a meal out of it, and then you would say hamotzi and bench. Aval trisa, what's trisa? If you make trisa, which is flour and water mixed together, and you pour it onto the stovetop, it spreads out and bakes. Ein alav toras lechem klal. It has no relevancy to bread. Ve'mevarach and alav elaborim and mizonis. The bracha is mizonis. Ubracha achz men shal shod al micha. Ve'afilu kavas sudas alav. Even if you make a meal out of it. Mishtaburus of Kohen Peches. Kemech umayim v'chulu. The first case is baked in the oven. I am Magen Avraham Shakas. If you look in the Magen Avraham, he writes, "Sha'osim b'dos serakamot." It's a very thin batter. Will hachem varach lo b'rimne mizoynus b'dol kava. So the bracha is going to be mizoynus if you don't make a meal out of it. The lo ha'osim b'dos serakol kaki. If it wasn't such a thin batter, hamavur b'sif yadal. You just learned b'sif yadal. The fil b'dos seracha, even a thin batter, kosher b'sof ha'osafuy b'tanur. If you end up baking it, varach hamotzi. The bracha is hamotzi. I am be'alocha. So it has to be an exceedingly thin batter. And therefore, in that case, we say it's mezonis if you're not kaveh suda, and if it's hamotzi if you are kaveh suda. Sivkot peites, mevarach hamotzi v'chulu. The afa gav shebetchilas hoy saraka, even though it began as a very thin batter, mekamalkom kimet she'ofen aso beguma, since you bake it in this pit in the oven, u'miskabit se'isa yachdav, it comes together, nasa kamopas, it's made like bread. Sivkot sadi, if you were to take the thin batter on the stove top, then we say it's mizonos. So feel the kava, even if you make a meal of it. Hamagen avam mitzade. The Magen Avraham is inclined to say the bekav mivarach of hamotzi. If you are kaveh, you should make hamotzi. V'chein hu das habach das haTur, and that's the Bach's view in the Tur, unlike the Mechaber. V'kasa b'li Rabba. The Rabba writes the Machma said. Therefore, because this machlokes that the Mechaber says one way that it's always mizonos al mircha, and the Magen Avraham says no, if you eat enough, it's going to be hamotzi. And the achlo ela tochasud, you should only eat it if you made hamotzi and something else. Umagin gibor machil the dina kashulchan aruch and sham. Magin gibor says no, pasuk shulchan aruch, it's always mizonos and al hamichya.